This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Great song to start a Friday with. Mm-hmm. I love that. I have to get a little boogie down a little bit in there.
A little jiggy with
you
it.
You can dance if you want to. Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. You might be able to tell by our giddiness that it is a Friday.
Thank God.
It's the old TGIF, isn't it?
Yeah. Exclamation points all the way around.
Party Line presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. And what does the Marshan's Window Tinting window look like out there today?
Get out there and enjoy this weekend. It's going to be great. And a tiny, tiny start to the work week. We might see maybe a few drops, but it's still looking good.
I'm not worried about that yet.
Nope.
I'm just going to enjoy.
I want a great weekend.
I just told Emily when we were sitting out in the lobby, I said, did you not like walk out and finally just be able to take a deep breath yesterday and this morning and be like, I can actually breathe?
Yeah.
It's good. It was really good. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Avery Home Furniture, Mattress Appliances in downtown Frankfort. And Big Deals, save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could be watching right now, if you're not already, get to your computer and go to HoosierlandTV.com. It's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, and of course our friends at the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties. I say we just begin right there today. What do you say, Emily?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Emily Himmersbach is with us this morning, and she is the Marketing and Communications
Director.
See, I knew. I was like, okay, I was going to get that on point today. All right. Thank you for coming again.
Yeah.
I know it's a little bit of a haul for you, but you
have always come. It was such a nice morning.
Yeah, right? It's such a nice morning finally today, but you always come with a wealth of information. And once again, we have some exciting stuff to talk about today.
We always do.
I was really excited. She handed me this stack of these little books, but I got one in particular when you walked in the door this morning, and I had not seen those before, and I am super impressed, and I think that is a great idea. Talk about those just a little bit.
Yeah, so I brought you our Celebrating Our Scholars books, which they are basically our announcement and celebration of all our students who have won scholarships. So we get to put their pictures in under the scholarship that they won. And then we hand those out to our donors who have generously established those scholarship funds so that they can see an actual face to who is benefiting from their scholarship.
Oh, I loved that. And, you know, for my family, I can take it to my mom and I can show her, and I know that she'll just be thrilled with that.
Yeah.
And we are super excited about the gal that won the Strange Family Scholarship and all of those folks. So once again, thanks to everybody that puts money into those kinds of things.
Yeah.
You know, we make, a group, a lot of people make scholarships happen for a lot of folks. So that's a really cool thing.
Yeah, a lot of students benefit too.
Absolutely. So where would you like to start today?
Well, we can start in a lot of different spots, but we could start with the gift match and kind of get the update on where we're at there.
Drum roll, please. Emily.
So, Clinton County is at 95%. We have 5% left to raise in Clinton County. So, if you don't know what the the gift matches. Lilly Endowment is has offered this gift match, 2-for-1 match to every donation. We have a certain amount of funds we have to raise in order to meet the match and get $1.125 million into Clinton and Carroll County and $2.25 million into Howard County. So we're really pushing hard here. We've got until the end of December to get these fundraising goals met. So Clinton County has $18,842 left to raise. You guys are on the home stretch here in Clinton County. We're so close. So we're hoping that we can get that finished up here soon. Just working with our local donors to see what we can do with them. This matches only to unrestricted funds, which unrestricted funds support ongoing community needs as they change. Our grants committee is the one that manages the budget for the grants for those funds. And so when you see those big grants that come out, usually in the community through our grant cycles, most of the time they're supported by unrestricted funds. So they're very, very important to what we do and supporting our nonprofits and their programming and just the needs that they have throughout the years to come.
And once again, what's donated in our community stays in our community.
Absolutely.
I think, again, this is something that is so important to people at the time because so many people are hurting. Mm-hmm. That for those of folks that are able to donate through their heart and how nice that is, they want to see it go into their own community.
Yeah. So, and that's sometimes a misconception with us because we are a three-county community foundation. Sometimes people are like, well, I don't want my money, if I'm donating Clinton County, to go to Howard and Carroll. Well, that's not the case. The pools are still separate. It's just that the staff supports three foundations, essentially. So if you donate in Carroll County to the Carroll County funds, they have money and it's always going to stay in Carroll County. Same with Howard County. Everything is separated. It's just that there's a kind of centralized support for these foundations that are operated through our office. So always want to make sure people know, donate to your county. It stays in your county. It's not going to leave your county. And if you want to support a different county, you know, that's the beauty of community foundations. There's one in every county in Indiana. So there's lots of ways to support whatever area you're interested in. In Carroll County, we are at 55%, so that's bumped up a little bit from the last time I saw you guys. We have $169,340 left to raise in Carroll County. And in Howard County, we are at 62%, and we have right around $286,000 left to raise in Howard County. So we are on the home stretch. We're moving along, but we definitely need the help of the donors in the community who would like to come forward and help support these unrestricted dollars. It's really important that we meet this match. If we don't meet the match, the next time we will get less money.
I was going to ask that very question.
Yeah. So that's why you hear us making this big push, is because if we don't meet the match this time, the amount that we don't meet will be pulled out of the next time they do a gift match. Lilly does these cyclically, so we know that more money is coming down the road, and we want to make sure each community gets every single dollar that we can possibly get for them. We've done the numbers in Carroll County, and I'm sure it's similar in Howard and Clinton, but this match, if we meet it, expands our grants budget by 45%.
Wow.
So when we talk about how big this is, it's huge. As far as giving the grants committees more dollars to put back into the community. So we are pushing for this for that main reason, to make sure that our nonprofits are supported. We don't put through every grant that we get, every request that we get. We just can't. We don't have the budget for that. So anytime we can expand our budget so that we can support more of the needs in each county, we want to do that for sure.
What happens if in Clinton County, if we go over, and which would be really cool, right? Do we continue? Will they match it even over that? Or just when we get there, that's the match is done? The match
when we
part
get
of
there,
it is done.
The match is done.
Okay.
That doesn't mean you can't donate still. You can still donate. It just means that once the match is done, there won't be a $2 match.
I'm not trying to be greedy here, but, you know, for my own community. But I was like, well, if we go over, do we still get more?
Yeah. I wish that was the case. But we have, you know, a limit. But we want to reach those fundraising goals so that we can get all those dollars back into the community and make sure that we are doing everything possible to support our local communities and just make them better and stronger.
And I know we've had you on before. Mm-hmm. You come monthly, but maybe for somebody that hasn't heard, talk about some of the biggest projects you've done recently with some of these funds.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've supported a lot of different projects. We just did a grant to the Humane Society here in Clinton County to help support renovations to the kennel side, and we know that was a big need. So, you know, it goes from the Humane Society across to helping with the, you're going to have to help me with this, Trinity. The
Hope Center.
Hope Center, yes. helping when they were starting that up, get some dollars in there to help with renovations and programming needs as they move forward. In Carroll County, we've done a lot to support the Wabash and Erie Canal Park. Different things.
Beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, but different things that sometimes you don't think about. Sometimes they're not the fun things. And last year it was a lawnmower. They really needed that. But that's like really important to maintain the park so that people can enjoy it and get out and walk it, and the kids get to learn more history over there. So we want to be able to do that. Again, in Carroll County, the Delphi Opera House, we've done with them their art enrichment program we've been able to support, which is super important for kids locally in the community to learn the arts, different arts. I mean, I've gotten to see some really fun pictures of them. They do like, you know how they do those touch a truck?
Yes.
Well, there they do like a touch an instrument. They have like a room just full of every instrument you can think of, and the kids get to learn about them. And so I just think it's really a neat program. But yeah, I mean, we just have so many organizations that we support. It's hard for me to name them all off in my head.
Well, you just recently did a big one for Habitat and Humanity, didn't you, up at Howard County?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that was a $10,000 grant to help with their 60-something build in Howard County. So we're really excited about that. We also just did a big check photo with Valley of Grace in Howard County. They are in the midst of renovating a transitional home because they've identified that as a need for the men that they serve who are, coming out of addiction. And the men really have been asking because they come through that program and then they don't really have like a safe environment to go to after they come out of that program. And so they've been able to get this really cool house, has a nice big parking lot and stuff, just happened to be the perfect place. And they're starting to renovate it, and we were able to provide a grant for them to be able to do that. And we're really excited about that. It's in a great location, and it's going to support these men who are really trying to do better for themselves. So we are very excited for them.
Emily Hammersbach is the Marketing and Communications Director for the Community Foundation of Howard, Clinton, and Carroll County. She's our guest on Party Line today. And so where would you like to go from here?
Well, I'd love to tell you a little snippet of what we're excited about for Carroll County, which is that you might have seen on Facebook there was this little tiny blippet that said, save the date. We are getting ready to throw a very fun event. We are having a Carroll Community Giving Day, September 30th, and we are very excited about it. Many more things to come. We're working on a lot of different things right now with community members, with businesses in the community, but it's going to be a big day for Carroll County, and we're hoping that we can finish the match. That's the committee. We have a really great committee of community members over there who are working with us to make this day something special for Carroll County, for us to come together as a community and finish this match so that we can continue to support all of the different needs in Carroll County. So, again, more to come.
It's September 30th.
September 30th. Okay. Yep. Tuesday, September 30th. We are going to be in Carroll County all day. Our office will be closed. We're going to be boots on the ground all day in Carroll County, and we're very excited about this event that we're getting ready to put together. So just put the date on your calendar.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. More to come.
Lots more to come. It's very much we're in the midst of all the planning right now, but we're really excited about this event. And
have you done one of these before?
This is our first time.
So it's going to go great.
It's going to be fantastic. We know the community in Carroll County, they love to come together. They support small businesses, support the local nonprofits. And so we're just going to all link hands, and we're going to get this done for their community.
I like that. That is a great thing. So September 30th, we will get it on the calendar, and we will talk about it prior to that and remind folks that September 30th is the day. And when you give me more details, we'll put it up on CarrollCountyDailyNews.com as
That'd
well.
That'd be great. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. So one other thing about the gift match I did want to share with you guys, because it is the time of year that people are getting their required minimum distributions from their IRAs. And so you know what you can do with that is a qualified charitable distribution. And it's got some tax benefits for the donor as far as that goes, but you can actually donate that required minimum distribution to the foundation, and you can donate it to the unrestricted funds and get the gift match on top of that. So if you want to do a charitable distribution, you can triple your impact with your charitable distribution from your IRA. So we really want people to know about that, because we know like August, September is when people are working on those with their financial advisors. And so if you are interested in that, talk to your financial advisor about it. Call the foundation. We'll talk to you about it. From what I understand, you can even potentially establish an unrestricted fund with that required minimum distribution. So, and right now to establish an unrestricted fund is only $4,167 versus the $12,500 it typically is, because Lily will match your donation and then you'll have an unrestricted fund named in memory of someone, named about your business. So, you know, if you wanted to have one that said your business name, that would be really cool. We have a few like that. But I wanted to make sure that word gets out there, because I know people are thinking about this right now, and it's that time of year, and I don't think all of them know that you can do that with your IRA distribution.
Absolutely.
So,
and anytime we can give the government a little less and get it to go to a good cause, why not, right?
Right.
And triple that cause, no
oh
less.
Oh, my gosh, I know. It's the best deal ever.
That is the best deal ever. You're right.
We don't have a lot of deals around the Community Foundation, but this is one.
That's right. We'll take the our little wins.
Exactly.
When we can get them, for sure.
Oh, goodness. Well, I want to make sure you guys know about one other thing, which is that the Lily Scholarship application is open only for a few more weeks. So better tell your students, your students that are going into their senior year. This is an odd one. We've talked about it before, because they have to do it at the beginning of their senior year. So if you have not, if your student has not started filling out that Lily Scholarship application, you need to get on them about it and talk to them about it, and get on the website, look at the information. We only have till the end of August, and then the application closes and we go into interview time, where our committee will go through all the applications, which is usually a lot, and start picking the students that they want to interview for the scholarship. This is a four-year, fully paid scholarship, full tuition scholarship in any Indiana university or college.
And please remind folks that everyone should apply that's interested in going to school, because talk about the requirements. It's not just based. It's based on a lot of different things, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So it's every county kind of chooses their own, like, what their scoring is going to look like. Some of them have a higher scoring on, like, financial needs. Some of them have a higher scoring on if they're a first-gen college student. There's all these different levels and parameters. And even in R3, Carroll, Clinton, and Howard, their parameters are all a little bit different from each other, and that's based on the committees that put these together. So I always say, you know, if you're a good student and you're trying hard, definitely give it a shot. You don't have to be the top student in your class to get this scholarship, that's for sure. And that's by design by the committee. They want great students. They want students that are invested in their community. But that doesn't mean that you have to be the valedictorian to get this. So we want to make sure that our students are putting their best foot forward. And even if you're not quite confident in it, still put your best foot forward and see what happens.
And if you have questions, get a hold of you folks, because the scholarships, as we know, are much easier to fill out now. But still, I mean, they might have questions.
Yeah, well, and it's a good start, too. I mean, they should be doing this for the rest of the year, probably. And in January, our general scholarships open, which is what we were talking about with that book. That's all the other scholarships we run. So this one's just kind of on a different cycle because of the way the Lilly Endowment works and we work. So, but your student can kind of get their head in the game. Even if they don't get the Lilly, they can get their head in the game and get ready for January when they're filling out one application for all the scholarships that we handle here at the foundation.
Well, and like you said before, there's information on the website, too, that, that tells them, like, documents and stuff that they're going to need when they sit down to fill this stuff out.
Yep. All the information is on our website. You can go to cfhoward.org, cfclinton.org, or cfcarroll.org. And actually, it's really simple. You just go to the students tab. You can't make it more simpler than that. So,
Emily Himmersbach, Marketing and Communications Director for the Community Foundation of Howard, Clinton, and Carroll Counties, is our guest on Party Line today.
Well, I know I think a lot of people don't realize or they forget that Community Foundation, we talk a lot about the scholarships and everything and matching grants, but we don't talk a lot about how to write a grant, and mm-hmm. you guys have that kind of assistance as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have a couple different things that we manage at the foundation. We have a grant writing assistance program that is really, it's basically grants to get grant writing assistance. It's just another way for us to help maybe get some dollars outside of the dollars that are available through us. So what people do is they can talk to Carrie about that. Carrie Giannakis, she is our community leadership coordinator, and she works with our nonprofits on a lot of different things, but grant writing is one of them. If they have a grant that they're interested in applying for, but maybe just don't have the capacity to do the grant writing, because we know that that is a lot of work, and our nonprofit friends, a lot of them are already doing three different jobs, if not, you know, they're the program director, and they're the CEO of the organization, and they're also maintenance, you know, like, they're just so busy, and so we want to provide what we can, because we know grant writing, it can be its own job itself. So there's that facet of things. And then we also have our grant search database, and that's hosted through the Kokomo Library, but our friends here in Carroll and Clinton County can also access that. If you go to our website and go to nonprofit resources, there's a link and instructions on how to access the grant search database. And that's a really great opportunity to, again, kind of look outside of the scope of what you're usually looking at, putting in, you know, your parameters as far as like what your organization does. So if you're a youth organization, you could search youth and see what other grants are available to youth sent organizations in Indiana. And then if it's over 10,000, so I think that's the limit on the grant writing assistance. It has to be a 10,000 or over grant before we'll do that. And then we have a grant writer that we work with that basically we will pay them to help write your grant for you. So it's some cool things that we do. Like you said, we talk about our grants a lot and we talk about our scholarships a lot, but our community leadership side is very strong. We work with our nonprofits pretty consistently with education and also any type of support that we can provide. And we're always looking at other things that we can do. We're actually working on our strategic plan right now, and we've spent a lot of time discussing, like, okay, what are the needs? Because we've had these conversations with our local nonprofits and with our community, and how can we meet those needs? Where can we shift things to make sure that we can provide resources to our nonprofits that they might not otherwise have? So we're pretty busy over there.
You are pretty busy over there.
Well, the leadership program that you just finished up last month, mm-hmm. you know, that was fantastic for nonprofits, and mm-hmm. I think it's really cool that you're kind of following up with graduates of that program, mm-hmm. and I love the fact that I did not realize this, and I've even talked to her. Rachel Milburn from the Frankfort Library went through that program, and she is a graduate.
Yeah, and she said she actually reached out recently and said she's already gotten a couple grants because of the skills that she got through that class. So that's the goal. I mean, essentially our goal would be that they don't need us as much. We want them to be sustainable and independent. We're happy to be here to support, but we want to teach them how to get out and be able to be a sustainable organization on their own.
Not only that, but when you're writing a grant and competing with so many others, mm-hmm. if there's something that somebody could, just any little heads up or something that maybe would put you a little step above some of the others to get that grant money,
yeah,
that is, you know, so valuable.
Yeah, and so the last class that they do in that series is a full morning of grant writing with a professional grant writer. She comes in and teaches them, like, the best places to look, the best ways to write a grant, how to follow up, just some things, like you said, to make them stand out. So that program is really valuable, I think, to the community. We get our nonprofits involved in it. And what I would say to you is, if you are a nonprofit leader and you have not been through the program, get in touch with Carrie now, because we do waitlist that program eventually. It always is full. And so Our Clinton and Carroll County friends are invited too. We want everybody involved. It's a 1 half-day commitment once a month for 6 months. And you get to go through strategic planning. You get to go through grant writing. There's a marketing one. There's a board governance one. Like, we go through all of the basics, but we also dive deeper into them as well. The other really cool thing about the community leadership program is that you get time with other nonprofits. Mm-hmm. At least 25 students are in that room. So you get to interact with people that are also, you know, in the trenches with you, and understand, can also share ideas and share ways that they're doing things. And then on top of that, you also get to know the Community Foundation team. And we have a lot of people with really great skills in the office that, you know, we can kind of help sometimes outside of what we're normally doing. I've sat down with nonprofits and worked with them on their marketing. So, you know, our goal is that we are a resource to nonprofits in more ways than one. So if I have a nonprofit come to us and it's like, I'm just struggling with my social media, can you give me some pointers? You know, Skylar and I will sit down with them and kind of go over, here's some different things you could do. We can't do it for them, but we can definitely sit down with them and just help sharpen those skills, or maybe give some suggestions on ways they can expand what they're doing. And that goes for anybody in our office. We're here to be a resource and support.
It's always nice to have a fresh set of eyes on things too. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we get so engrossed in it and mm-hmm. we're so deep that we can't see the obvious.
Yeah. And like we just talked about, I mean, most nonprofits can't have a marketing person. Usually it's someone doing the marketing and five other things. So if we can help support them, because we're doing it every day, you know, designing things and just doing things, we are happy to do that because we want to make the community stronger. And part of that is supporting our local nonprofits.
I was going to say, and that just goes to your staff as well about the creativity you folks have, the knowledge you have that you've gained, and what all you can help folks with. It's pretty expansive.
Yeah. We have an 11-person staff there. We've grown pretty substantially over the last couple of years. So we have a lot of different skill sets in the building. Plus we have our 2 interns right now. So technically we have 13 staff members.
So how are the interns getting along?
They're fantastic. We're going to miss them so much. We cannot believe it's August. Like, we only have a couple weeks left with them, and then they're both going back to Purdue. And we're like really sad, but really excited for them. But it's been so fun having them in the office. They bring new energy. They get things done way faster than the rest of us do.
They don't have to answer phone calls in between all the other things
doing, right? That's what we realized.
You can put them on a project.
Sometimes me and Emerald, our senior vice president, were just like, oh my gosh, we thought that was going to take you a couple days. but they get things done, and they're so skilled, and we're so excited for them. Their future is bright, and being able to have them on the team and get their insights as younger people has been, you know, really valuable. We were able to include them in our strategic planning process, and their insights have been, you know, just really great for us to have as a staff, because we want to know what our young people want and how they see things moving forward, because they're the future. So just being able to involve them in all of that has been great, and working with them side by side, It gives us hope for the future for our students and for the professionals that are going to be coming into our fields in the next 4 to 5 years. So,
well, I saw there was some plotting to try and figure out a way to keep them.
There's always a little bit of plotting, for sure.
Well, you know, you were talking about design and the creativity and everything over there. You just made over the newsletter.
We did just make over the newsletter. It's funny that you noticed. We're excited about that. We made over actually 3 of our newsletters. So we have a couple different things that we do. So quarterly, we do a general newsletter that goes out to everybody about all the foundation happenings. But we have our planned giving newsletters that go to our donors and our professional advisors. And we completely redid those, reworked them. And we're really excited about the new design and just the way that we're putting information out. We're trying to feature our nonprofits more. Also feature our donors more, and just make sure that they have all the information in front of them that they need as they're looking at, you know, estate planning and things like that, which are very important. But we want to make sure that they have all the information. There's even stuff in there right now about IRAs and minimum distributions and things like that. So That goes out monthly, which is pretty cool, and it looks so much better. Props to Skylar, our communications officer. She worked really hard on those and making them just more functional moving forward so that it's easy information to digest, which is our goal. We want to make sure everybody knows what we're doing and can get clear, transparent information from us.
Well, Emily Himmersbach has been our guest today, Marketing and Communications Director for the Community Foundations of Clinton, Howard, and Carroll County.
It's a mouthful.
I know.
do you realize, though, if 36 people, mm-hmm. actually 37, donated $500, just $500, Clinton County would be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
I'm just doing the math here.
Or Cindy if, really wants to win the race.
I do.
I don't
I'm
know
so
whether
competitive.
I should be amazed at the fact that we are only have 5% left to go or that Cindy actually did that math.
Or if or 19 if somebody people gave $1,000.
Right.
I'm just breaking this down here.
We're so close.
We can get there. I just want to be first. I'm very competitive that way.
I know. I came in this morning and you were like, did we finish it?
I was so hoping today you were going to tell me that.
We want Carroll County to save that date, Tuesday, yes. September 30th. Make sure that you save that date and you pay attention to Facebook and mm-hmm. everything. And
there's going to be a lot of ways to participate. We want to connect with our
and
local.
You'll be in next month before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She'll have more of that information.
We'll definitely
want to get you in before that date.
And hopefully we'll have Clinton County over the finish line.
We hope so. We're gonna have a party when we do, right?
Anything else you need to add for us today?
I don't think so. Okay. I think that was enough information for them, don't you think?
It was a lot, but I wanted to make sure that, you know, if there was anything else we needed to know, you had your opportunity to get it out there.
Appreciate it. I'll just share my last thing, which is, you know, if you need to get a hold of us, give us a call. It's 765-454-7298. You will get to our phone tree, which tells you where you need to go. If you don't know, you can always talk to Lucinda, and she'll get you to the person you need to talk to. You can also do our website, which is cfhoward.org, cfclinton.org, and cfcarroll.org. Or you can also stop by our office, downtown Kokomo.
Or if 5 people started a $4,000. I'm just still breaking it down in my mind.
If you're interested in going through the leadership program, get your name in there now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And students, get your applications in.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Lots of stuff happening.
At grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads.
Yeah. Yep. Early scholarship deadline is the 31st of August. So
yep. It's right around the corner. I know it's August 1st, but it'll go by fast.
That's the thing, isn't
exactly.
it? I mean,
yeah.
School is starting for kids this coming week. And
yep.
I'm not ready.
None of us
not
are.
Ready. It's just crazy. Anyway, Emily, thank you so much.
Thank
Always
you.
Fun to have you in, and we appreciate you coming all the way over here
of
to
course.
Visit. So thank
we
you
love
so
it.
Much. Emily Himmersbach is the Marketing and Communications Director for the Community Foundation of Howard and Clinton County. You can check them out online. In the meantime, we have our other guest in the house, Bert Weaver, Clinton County Commissioner, will join us in just a few minutes. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.
Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Rev up your summer adventures with TC Trailers. TC Trailers is excited to announce they're now offering electric golf carts, perfect for exploring with off-road or street tires, aluminum wheels, turn signals, brake lights, and even a horn. And their flip-over seat is perfect for hauling. TC Trailers makes it easy with financing options available. Get to TC Trailers at the junction of State Roads 28 and 29, or visit tc-trailers.com. TC Trailers, your destination for quality trailers and now electric golf carts.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
At Avery Home, we know your home is more than just a place. It's where your family gathers, rests, and makes memories. Since 2015, Avery Home has been serving families like yours with Serta mattresses, dependable GE and Speed Queen appliances, and Jackson and Ashley furniture for every room. With delivery, financing, and hours that work for your schedule, Avery Home is your one-stop shop. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 10 to 4. Visit Avery Home at 54 East Washington Street in downtown Frankfort or shop online at averyhomestore.com. Avery Home, here to serve you and your family.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Summer is finally here, and at Encompass Credit Union, they believe there's nothing quite like connecting with your neighbors over a burger at a cookout or meeting a friend for an afternoon at the park. They're proud to be part of that great community experience and make you their top priority. So next time you're in their neighborhood, stop in and say hello and see how they can help you meet your financial goals. If they miss you, visit EncompassCU.org to see all the ways they can become your neighbor.